We got the podium back. All right. All right, all right, all right. What's going on?
Could you talk some more? You talked about those last week, about Will Fork, how y'all talk about horse racing, food, and but when you listen to him talk about football, what stands out to you?
He has a lot of experience. You know, I mean, he's been in the league for, I think, 12 years, so he's seen a lot of things. He's seen championship teams. He's been around great players, great leaders. So obviously myself being a leader, I'm always trying to be the best leader I can be. So I go to him and, you know, what made your championship teams great? How did you guys get to where you were? So then I just let him speak and listen to what he has to say. You know, let him talk about my leadership style, what he thinks I can do better, what he thinks I can improve on, what I need to keep doing. So it's been great.
J.J., Bill was saying last week that John Simon's the type of player he wants with this team, this organization. What do you like about Simon? What stands out to you about him?
I'm going to try and avoid using all the cliches. he's a high motor guy. He's a student of the game. First one in, last one out. Always a weight room warrior. But no, honest to God, those are all the things that honestly describe John Simon. The guy works his butt off. He's in the weight room all the time. The best part about John is you can count on him to do his job. You know exactly where he's going to be. If I'm running a stunt with John or if I'm on the same side in the run game, I know John's going to set the edge. I know John's going to do his job. And I know that I can count on him to be where he needs to be. And out of a teammate, that's really all you can ask for.
Derek Newton really took a step forward last year. And then this season, early on, I know the pads aren't on, but it seems like he's even ready to progress further past that. You've gone against him in practice year after year. Have you really seen that growth up close?
Yeah, he's gotten better over the years. Obviously, this year, we don't have pads on, so nobody knows how good anybody is on the O-line or D-line. But, yeah, you don't get new money if you're not playing well. So he got rewarded the way he should, and he's a good player. And, obviously, I'm very excited to have him and Dwayne Brown anchoring our O-line for a long time.
Last week's CMT Awards, just
kind of
how it came about and how you selected the guys, just
kind of
give us
a overview. Yeah, no, it was a blast. You know, most of the time when I do those things, it's always just me by myself. So it was really nice to be able to do that with and be able to bring some of the guys with me this time. And it was awesome. Man, we had a blast. It was awesome. The group of guys we had and just the trip in general was really fun, and I think it's one of those experiences that we'll all remember for a long time. And like I said, it was just really nice to be able to share that with my teammates.
How did it come about? Like, did the whole introduction, Zach Brown, did they come to
you? I've known Zach Brown band for a few years now, and I don't, you know, we get opportunities all the time, and it just depends on the schedule. And when I found out we were off on that Wednesday night and realized that we could fit it into the schedule, we made it happen. And being here in Houston, and obviously having the jet, I could take a few guys, so it was awesome.